Happy to be joined this morning by Katie Selensky. She's the executive director of Cal Savers. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me.
Tell us what Cal Savers does.
Yep. Cal Savers is the state of California's brand new retirement savings program for people in the private sector who don't have access to a way to save for work, for retirement through work, through their paychecks. So people who have no 401k or no pension or no just simple way to save via their paycheck. So this is the state's option for those people. It's a way to level the playing field so that even folks who work at small businesses and businesses that don't offer a plan can be on a track to retirement savings.
It sounds like a great piece of timing, Katie, because according to the stats, California is in trouble when it comes to retirees, both those who are getting ready to retire and those who are a long ways away from retirement.
Yes, unfortunately, that is true, and we have very fresh data from an economist at UC Berkeley, Professor Nari Ree. Her latest research shows that half of working Californians have zero retirement assets.
Wow!
And if you let that sink in, that's pretty profound,
yeah.
Right? Nearly half of working Californians are on the trajectory to retire into economic hardship if they can retire at all. And that's, profound not only from a kind of societal, obvious moral level, but also from a fiscal perspective, because the more we have impoverished elders relying on public assistance, the bigger strain that'll be on the state resources.
Absolutely. And is it that most people can't afford to save, or are we under some sort of impression that Social Security is going to carry us through retirement?
Well, I think that there are a lot of factors driving the problem, but one of the biggest factors is just simply that over half of working Californians don't have access to a workplace-based savings vehicle. So just that simple way to save, to set it and forget it, out of your paycheck, so you don't have to think about
yeah.
it. And, certainly I think we're all familiar with, times are tough for a lot of working Californians. People may have a couple of jobs, maybe three jobs. But even more fundamental than that, all the research shows that people are 15 times more likely to actually save their money, and that's across income levels, if they have a way to do it at work via their paycheck. So that's the beauty of Cal Savers. It's just there is an employer role here. It's governed by the state through the state treasurer's office, but the employers actually facilitate the payroll deduction. So it's really trying to mimic those options that other people have in the private sector.
It's a very scary thing, because the extra money that's going to be needed for future retirees is going to fast outpace any that's available to us.
That's right.
Yeah, where's that going to come from?
That's right. I think the average Social Security check nationally is about $1,400. And when you consider our high cost of living here in California, especially, it was never intended to be the only source of retirement income. It was supposed to be a three-legged stool: Social Security, a workplace-based system, and then personal savings. So Cal Savers is intended to help bolster the personal savings aspect of it. And, in Sonoma County alone, we have our estimate is that we have 72,000 people who work hard every day, follow the rules, go to work, and yet don't have access to a way to save at work.
Wow.
And they work for an estimated 3,700 employers, most of whom are really quite small businesses. And what we hear from those small business owners is that there are three main reasons that they're not able to or willing to offer a plan right now. Number one, the fees that are charged to employers to offer a 401k.
Right.
Number two, the administrative burden of figuring it out and keeping it going on an ongoing basis. And then three, the fiduciary liability. So Cal Savers addresses all three of those. There are no fees for the employer. It's very, very simple for them to facilitate, and they are not fiduciaries of the program.
And one more question for you, Katie, and that is, how do you re-educate Californians to save?
Well, that is our major task. We just launched the program fully statewide on July 1st, and we are doing everything we can to get onto radio programs like yours, Pat, to get out with the Chambers of Commerce, to get out with community organizations, United Ways, all across the country, across the state, to get the word out. But really, one of the main messages is that little bits add up. If you start early enough, it doesn't have to be a huge, daunting task. Time is your best friend, especially if you're a younger person. You can really put your money to work for you. So the other important element of the program is that it's automatic enrollment. So while we will be working very hard to do education and raise awareness, it's really designed based on the idea that if sometimes people need a little nudge into the behavior that we all know is kind of best
yes.
for ourselves. So it's automatic enrollment. Once we get the roster of employees from the employer, we give them a notice, and then at the end of 30 days, if they haven't opted out, then we will automatically enroll them and begin the payroll deductions. Now, of course, it's totally voluntary for them.
Yeah.
They can opt
yeah,
out
that's an important part. Yeah.
Yeah. But so we will be doing education, but we're also going to be, giving them a powerful nudge.
Very good. Well, Katie, I would say based on these numbers, you have incredible job security. You're not going to go anywhere for a while. Yeah. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Pat. Take care.
That's Katie Selensky, the executive director of Cal Savers, trying to plan for retirement.